This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, America's longest running physician-hosted show on health. 877-726-8255. The lines are open all this hour. And indeed, all week, because if you say you don't call this hour, you can record a question. We use one of those recorded questions on a subsequent broadcast. But for now, you can call in. Come directly into the doctor's office, 877-726-TALK is our number. Lots to talk about this hour. And headline from Science Daily, common nutrient supplementation may hold the answers to combating Alzheimer's disease. So, of course, I eagerly read this article, and it's about choline, research performed at Arizona State University at their Neurodegenerative Disease Research Center. They looked into whether this nutrient, choline, could alleviate the effects of Alzheimer's disease. And what they did is they used an animal experiment, giving mice high levels of choline throughout their life. These mice were bred to be susceptible to Alzheimer's disease-like symptoms. So it's an animal model for Alzheimer's disease. And research showed that when these mice were given high choline in their diets throughout life, they exhibited improvements in spatial memory compared with those receiving a normal choline regimen. They published these results in a journal called The Aging Cell. Choline acts to protect the brain from Alzheimer's disease in at least two ways. It blocks the production of amyloid beta plaques. It also reduces the activation of microglia. Overactivation of the microglia causes brain inflammation and can eventually lead to the death of the neurons that are responsible for cognitive function. And choline supplementation reduces the activation of these microglia. In addition, choline is a building block for acetylcholine, which is one of the brain's key neurotransmitters. So, what are the implications? Well, they say that women are at particularly increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. The study shows that simple addition of choline in the diet throughout life may reduce Alzheimer's disease pathology in those most affected by the disease. Now, I'm beginning to do some genetic testing on patients, and one of the pathways that we look for, one of the vulnerable pathways, where we look at vitamin D metabolism, we look at magnesium metabolism, we look at copper and zinc metabolism, and we also look specifically at choline metabolism, and there are quite a few little glitches that can occur that are hereditary that make people require more choline. In fact, choline is very important to give to pregnant women because it affects brain development in babies, and thus one can expect that at the other end of life, in older age, it may play a key role in brain preservation. They say here that choline is an attractive candidate for prevention of Alzheimer's disease, as it's considered a very safe alternative compared with many pharmaceuticals. And where do you find choline? Well, you can get it as a supplement. There are phosphatidylcholine supplements. There's citicoline. That's another brand of choline that delivers choline to the brain. Choline can be found in various foods. High levels of choline can be found particularly in chicken liver, eggs. And that's why it's thought that a vegan diet may be deleterious when it comes to Alzheimer's prevention, right? Other sources of vegan sources of choline, Brussels sprouts have some, wheat germ has some. It's suggested that those on plant-based diets may well consider vitamin supplements containing choline. So choline here becomes an important candidate for Alzheimer's prevention, and the research needs to be replicated in humans, but it's pretty evident that choline has a neuroprotective effect. Here's an interesting one on anxiety disorders. You ever thought, like, what causes the damage to your brain when you're chronically anxious? Studies have shown that chronic anxiety and stress can damage the brain, can promote cognitive decline, can literally shrink the hippocampus, which is the part of the brain responsible for memory. So what's going on there? Well, research is, again, this is a mouse study. They exposed the mice to stress. Researchers studied mice that developed symptoms of anxiety and depression, such as avoiding social interactions, after being exposed to high levels of stress. And what did they find? They found that there were changes in the mitochondria of the brain cells of the mice exposed to frequent stress. So really, this kind of opens up a whole new area, which is for people who are suffering from the effects of stress, say post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic anxiety disorders, depression, mitochondrial support may be the key to preserving or restoring brain function in people who are chronically stressed. And this is a good lead in to one of our good sponsors who have developed a product that targets the mitochondria. It's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor repairs damaged mitochondria. It's essential for the proper function of mitochondrial membranes. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. And it's available in ProPax, which is a one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs. It's got everything in it. All the ingredients to help you feel better. But let's say you have your favorite multi and or fish oil, and yet you still want to harness the power of NT Factor. Well, there's healthy aging. That's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement or regimen you're already taking. And it provides you the unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I take NT Factor, haven't missed a day in years. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you can try it. You have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you could still find ProPax and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, you can call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And this item has to do with probiotics. And it was sent to us by the folks at Essential Formulas, the makers of Dr. Hira's probiotics. And it's a study. They didn't do this study. This is just there's a big study that was just published this month. Probiotics reduce healthcare cost and societal impact of flu-like respiratory tract infections in the USA. This is what's called an economic modeling study. So what they did is they said, you know, what's the economic impact, pro or con, of taking probiotics? And so they did this very sophisticated study using computer modeling techniques and based on meta-analysis of randomized controlled trials. They say the potential impact of probiotics on health outcomes has been increasing in recent years, and several clinical studies have evaluated the effectiveness of probiotics when administered to healthy subjects in reducing the incidence and duration of infectious respiratory conditions. Two large meta-analyses have investigated the preventive effect of taking probiotics versus placebo. So they did a economic impact study, and what they found was a positive impact of probiotic consumption on health outcomes in flu-like trials, respiratory tract illnesses, and a reduction of the associated patient burden by minimizing the number of respiratory tract illness episodes, the number of days patients spent with respiratory tract illness symptoms, as well as the need for antibiotics. Improved patient outcomes translated into considerable cost savings for both the payer and society. These results suggest that recommending daily probiotic consumption may be justified for particularly at-risk populations, such as children and individuals with a shared indoor environment. That would be like, you know, nursing homes or, you know, Head Start programs, nursery schools where, you know, transmit things very quickly, for which this study shows a higher incremental benefit. In other words, if you're already healthy and you don't get a lot of colds anyway, it's not maybe not such a big whoop, but if you're at high risk, the results were more dramatic. This action should be in combination with cost-effectiveness analysis to further define the extent to which probiotics contribute to reducing both healthcare spending and out-of-pocket costs for the management of flu-like illnesses. So very cool study. Again, the vitamin company didn't do this study. This is done by a major health organization, published in a medical journal. And good stuff on the subject of probiotics. Wanted to share that with our listeners. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols, and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And the doctor's in. We're taking your phone calls. 877-726-8255 is our number. We got a call from Roger in Asheville, North Carolina. How you doing, Roger?
Oh, hi, Dr. Hoffman. Can I change my question? I couldn't replicate the sensation I called about, but I do have a question about PSA. Is that okay?
Sure, go for it.
So 2 years ago, I know you don't recommend PSA testing, and I can understand why, because it often leads to more invasive tests. 2 years ago, my PSA was 2.7. 6 weeks ago, it was 3.9. So I'm a little concerned.
That is concerning. Yeah, you know, your PSA is is there's an uptick. Yeah. And 3.9 is not the, I mean, it's right at the threshold of concern, because generally we consider 4 the threshold. But I'm more interested in the trajectory. You know, when it jumps from 2.2 to 3.9, you know, suggestion is that, you know, we're moving on up.
Well, 2.7 to 3.9 in 2 years.
Okay,
so,
right.
Now, my question would be, what would be the next step? I don't want a biopsy. I don't want to rush into a biopsy.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know, we actually just did an entire podcast on that subject. I'm not going to say go listen to the podcast, but it was a very valuable podcast because we answered specifically that question with Dr. Aaron Katz, who's an expert in what he terms active holistic surveillance, which means, you know, even if you have prostate cancer, sometimes you don't have to immediately dig out the prostate or radiate it. You sometimes can manage it with diet and lifestyle. And a conventional urologist, head of urology at Winthrop University Hospital, part of NYU now. And so in terms of diagnostics, okay, so a lot of urologists want to go direct to a biopsy. They say, you know, it's the most reliable way to determine if you have prostate cancer, so we're going to stick a needle in, we're going to sort of slice and dice your prostate and see if we come up with something. That, however, is kind of invasive, can be unpleasant, can cause bleeding, can sometimes lead to infection, but rarely. I mean, it's generally well tolerated. But short of that, you can do a 4K test, which is a test that's a blood test. There are certain urine tests that sometimes can look for the genetic signature of prostate cancer. There's also tests that image the prostate. One is a 3D ultrasound that can, you know, very, very carefully look at circulation in the prostate. And you know, the presence of really active blood vessels in certain parts of the prostate indicates maybe cancerous activity. That's one way of doing it. It's a little less well accepted than getting an MRI. It's sometimes hard to get an MRI. It's hard to get it, find a place that'll do it properly. It's hard to get it reimbursed, and it can be expensive. But it's a pretty good way of spotting prostate cancer. So, you know, suggestion before you jump to get a biopsy, which many urologists would want you to do, maybe look at, you know, go through all the non-invasive tests, and if the issue still isn't clear and your PSA is still rising, then, okay, as a last resort, get a biopsy. But, you know, important question, because men are subjected too often to unnecessary biopsies. Okay. Thank you for that question. And just mention that interesting study in American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, it kind of bears out the old adage that you should eat your fruits and vegetables, because this study, very, very sophisticated study, proves a simple point. Eating fruits and vegetables can attenuate the genetic susceptibility to long-term weight gain. We know some people have weight gain genes, highly prone to weight gain. Eating more fruits and vegetables can reduce that tendency, according to a new study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we're taking calls, 877-726-8255. We got Jean in Florida. Welcome. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm okay. I have a question or two, doctor. Currently, I'm on alprazolam 0.25.
So Xanax. That's the yeah. generic name for Xanax. For you, you suffer from some anxiety or helps you with sleep, right?
Generalized anxiety disorder, and I take Norvasc and Ambien for my blood pressure.
Okay.
And they also had some Trazodone 50 milligrams just recently.
Wow, okay, now, so you're on a raft of things, yeah.
My question is, somebody just recommended MCBD CBD oil, 16.4 milligrams. Mm-hmm. And my question is it safe to take with Xanax?
Yes, it is. And, you know, so let me talk a little bit about CBD for the treatment of anxiety. I just did a podcast on this subject, and, you know, either it's already out or it's going to be out next week after it's produced, with Stuart Tomk from a company called CV Sciences, one of the largest manufacturers of hemp-derived CBD oils. Their website is pluscbdoil.com, and I prescribe it a lot for anxiety. Some of the people who suffer from anxiety are already on psychiatric meds. They're taking Ativan or Xanax or Klonopin. Some of them are not and would prefer not to be on medication. Some are on antidepressants of various kinds, Paxil, Zoloft, Lexapro. And I don't hesitate to prescribe it because it's not going to act like a super Xanax. It's not going to be like, oh my goodness, you know, I took the Xanax and I took the CBD and now I can barely get out of bed, or, you know, I was trying to drive my car and I felt disoriented and drunk. It's not like that. The effect is subtle. And, in fact, you know, for some people who take it, you know, they don't really notice any improvement in their anxiety, and other people get a really significant impact on their anxiety without sedation. And while maintaining the ability to concentrate and focus, which is really key. And especially as you get older, you want to minimize your intake of what are called the benzodiazepines. That's Xanax, Klonopin, Ativan. Those medications tend to work for anxiety and they help sleep, but they also build up in your body and they can make you feel disoriented. They can affect your memory. They can have a negative impact. So I'm very, very excited about the potential for CBD to help in these circumstances. The amount that you describe, pretty standard amount. If that's a capsule, you can take one or two capsules. If that's a tincture, and that's what's in a dropper, you can take one or two droppers full. It's kind of hard to OD on CBD. I mean, I wouldn't take the entire container because, well, that'll set you back $50 or $60, first of all. You kind of have to find your sweet spot in terms of response. And, you know, the other thing is that your blood pressure may be influenced by anxiety. I mean, that's the reason they call it hypertension. And it may result in you requiring a little less in the way of blood pressure medication. By the way, if you're considering something for your blood pressure, don't forget the potential of nitric oxide. And we've got the Berkeley Life products that seem to help patients with high blood pressure. And I really think that can help a lot of people minimize their dependence on blood pressure medications, maybe eliminate one or two or halve their dosage. So there you have it. I think it's safe. I think it's reasonable to take, you know, as long as you're under a doctor's supervision and the doctor's monitoring you. I think it's worthwhile undertaking the trial, see what happens. How does that sound?
Is there any way I can try to get out Xanax? That's my main
That's the tough part because when you're on – how much Xanax are you on? What's the dosage?
0.5 once a day.
Oh, that's not too bad. That's not too bad. But, you know, I've had patients, I had a patient, who was, given, Ativan, which is a similar medication, and she was on about, 5 or 6 milligrams of Ativan a day. And it literally took me about 6 or 8 years to get her off medication. She's now off medication, but she had to taper very slowly because every time you go down a notch, with that type of medication, you get a little bit of rebound anxiety, a rebound hyperexcitation. It's a form of withdrawal. And so it makes you think that, wow, I really must be anxious. Well, actually, what's happening is you're reacting to the withdrawal of the medication. and the symptoms, the bodily symptoms and the mental symptoms that you're experiencing are withdrawal symptoms. And it makes you think like, wow, I really need these medications at this current dose. The suggestion is if you want to taper, do so under with a doctor's supervision. Don't go cold turkey. You may want to, if you can, cut your tablets in half or try to go like every other day and then eventually every third day. And gradually reduce your overall intake. And the CBD may be a good, you know, CBD has been proposed as a way to get people off opiates. It's also even been proposed as a way to get people off, you know, marijuana cigarette addiction. You know, if you're addicted to pot, you could use CBD to get some relief of the withdrawal symptoms, which, you know, a lot of people deny can occur with marijuana. Well, if you're smoking, you know, six or eight joints a day, you're going to go through some withdrawal. If you go off, and similarly with opiate pain medication, and similarly with benzodiazepines, they all have potentially addictive effects. So you're on the right track, Gene. Just see if you can listen to the podcast. Go to drhoffman.com and listen to that podcast when it's posted this week with Stuart Tomk on CBD. Okay. This item has to do with – this actually was sent to us by one of our sponsors, a clear nasal spray, X-L-E-A-R, is something that we've recommended to people who have chronic sinus problems, chronic congestion, and even asthma, because the post-nasal drip, drips into your lungs, can exacerbate asthma. And so it's, for me, something that I prescribe quite frequently. Clear contains xylitol. And so this study was just published in a journal called the European Archives of Otorhinolaryngology. It's an ENT, ear, nose, and throat journal, popular in Europe. It's published in English. And it's about something called rhinitis medicamentosa. Now, we in medicine are famous for giving long, fancy names to easily explain phenomena, which could be better described in a simple way, is when you're hooked on nasal sprays. A lot of people get hooked on nasal sprays because they do get relief by using a product like Afrin. But Afrin addiction is something that's been very well characterized and occurs commonly. People get relief, but then when they stop using the Afrin, their nasal congestion comes back like gangbusters. It's called, I gave it a medical name, rhinitis medicamentosa. So this was done in experimental animals, in rats. And what they found was that xylitol, when administered as nasal drops, was effective in terms of helping patients wean off, in this case, experimental animals, off these powerful nasal decongestants that contain ingredients like oxymetazoline. That's a common ingredient in a lot of over-the-counter nasal sprays that get people hooked. And so very exciting studies suggesting the potential of products like clear nasal spray to help, you know, as kind of a bridge to get people off dependency on conventional nasal sprays. Very, very cool study. Thanks to our sponsors at Clear for forwarding that study to us as soon as it was released. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this item has to do with the potential for sulforaphane to help men with prostate cancer. These men were given what is called a glucoraphanin-rich broccoli intervention in the form of supplements that are rich in sulforaphane. They received a weekly portion of soup made from standard broccoli, which is rich in glucoraphanins, which are building blocks for sulforaphane. So what they found were what are called transcriptional changes in the prostates of men on active surveillance. So these men actually had prostate cancer. They were on active surveillance. They had not yet undertaken radiation or chemotherapy or surgery for their prostate cancer. They were on what's called active surveillance. They're watchful waiting. And they were given this broccoli soup. And, you know, I can't tell you, go make some broccoli soup. This is a product that was tested for specific concentrations of glucoraphanin, which it, I don't see such a product on the market, but it illustrates the potential of sulforaphane against cancer in these men undergoing watchful wait. So we tell men who have prostate cancer, or men at my practice who are undergoing active holistic surveillance, eat a lot of glucoraphanin-rich broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and so on. You can get Brocco sprouts, which are specifically bred to yield a lot of sulforaphane, or you can get broccoli supplements, sulforaphane-rich supplements, which you can take with an anti-cancer effect. Particularly effective, according to this study. This is from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, an authoritative source, and a related study in China. There's a lot of pollution. So they looked at, again, a broccoli sprout beverage. Apparently, I guess they're trying to popularize this broccoli sprout beverage in China. I don't know if it's going to make it across over to the United States. But, again, rich in sulforaphane, dose-dependent detoxification of the airborne pollutant benzene in a trial of broccoli sprout beverage in China. So, what they found here, another property of sulforaphane, it's a wonderful detoxifier, and they found that there was, the more of this beverage they gave, the less benzene they could find in subjects exposed to air pollution. So benzene, a frequent component of air pollution, it's kind of a marker for exposure to industrial air pollution. And so they say the sulforaphane was responsible for detoxification of the benzene. Very cool. You know, one study, cancer, another study, detoxification. Think broccoli sprouts, and in particular, sulforaphane supplements to achieve these benefits. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestion and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And I'm just Googling my files. I have very extensive files. I have a filing system. It's my own personal filing system. I use a system called Evernote. And whenever I see an article, I file it there. And I have thousands and thousands of articles filed. And so I just put in a search on Mediterranean diet. And it just page after page after page of studies on the benefits of the Mediterranean diet. And many of them are associated with the olive oil, the extra virgin olive oil that's in the Mediterranean diet. So here's one, a Mediterranean diet with virgin olive oil may boost good cholesterol. Mediterranean diet for heart disease, Mediterranean diet helps breast cancer, Mediterranean diet cuts breast cancer risk, Mediterranean diet might improve cognitive performance, Mediterranean diet and athletic performance. Mediterranean diet may blunt air pollution. all because of the beneficial compounds found in the foods in the Mediterranean diet, of which olive oil is a key component. And that provides a lead-in to something I want to share with you. I just got my shipment of my favorite olive oil. That's what it's called. My favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now, as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil. It's normally $39 for just $1 with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. And the taste is really the key, because tasteless olive oil is bereft of any nutritional value. All the valuable polyphenols, the oleuropein, they aren't there if it tastes like mineral oil, you know, flavorless. Maybe that's the way Americans like it. They find the taste of olive oil, I don't know, it's jarring for them to actually taste a bright, lively, and flavorful olive oil. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because these fresh-pressed olive oils are fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. So taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer. Get your $39 bottle for a buck. There's no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. And in my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com, myfavoriteoliveoil.com for that generous trial offer. Get a $39 bottle to sample for just $1. All right, this item has to do with matcha tea. Okay, it's a form of green tea, but a specific type of Japanese matcha tea is surging in popularity around the world. And a group of Japanese researchers has shown that anxious behavior in mice is reduced after consuming matcha powder or matcha extract. They say its calming effects appear to be due to mechanisms that activate dopamine D1 receptors and serotonin 5-HT receptors, both of which are closely related to anxious behavior. And you know, I will tell you anecdotally that one of my family members, he stopped drinking coffee. He was a big coffee drinker, and all of a sudden it's like, I got you some coffee, and it was like, no, I don't drink that anymore. I'm drinking this green powder, and it has a really wonderful aromatic smell. And I said, why are you doing that? He says, well, it's really helping me with focus and concentration and mood. And I said, really? He's, yeah. And so I then began to research it, and it turns out that matcha tea, very rich in theanine. I mean, you can get theanine as a supplement. You can also have matcha tea with all the other health benefits of matcha tea. But matcha tea, for reducing anxiety, a good alternative to tea. There's a little caffeine in it, but it's not jarring, and it's ultimately very relaxing. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much for joining us. You can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by visiting our website at drhoffman.com. Download our podcasts. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter. And don't forget Fullscript, where you can get many of the products that we talk about here on this program. Have yourselves a great weekend. We'll be back next week with another edition of The Weekend Intelligent Medicine.